Hi, this is Kyle Bauer. I get to visit with Caitlin Glover. She's Executive Director of the Public Lands Council and NCBA's Natural Resources Group. Caitlin, we sit out in Kansas. We don't have a lot of public lands, but our cattlemen are connected all over the nation. And I hear regularly how frustrated they are about it. Appears how poorly the federal government manages public lands. Is there any hope on that, as the public learn that they're piling up all the wasted forage, there isn't positive?
So it's a really interesting question, Kyle. The federal lands estate, the lands managed by the Forest Service and the BLM, are, originally they were considered to be marginal lands, right? They weren't homesteaded because they weren't right next to a creek. They didn't have, a great place to grow crops and grow a family. But over time, that value has changed. And so really, I think a lot over the last 3 or 4 years, truly, the value of those landscapes has opened up to a whole new public, where the Public Lands Council and NCBA represent federal grazing permittees, those ranchers who have an agreement to graze on those landscapes in relationship with the federal government. They've seen the value all along, but now you have hikers and bikers and bird watchers and hunters and all sorts of different people who are assigning different values to those lands. What's clear to us, what's always been clear, is that the grazing management of these landscapes is what makes it possible for all of those other things to happen. If you have a fire that rolls through because the fuels build up that grazing wasn't on the landscape to control, you can't hike, you can't bike, you can't do those other things. So the work that we do here at NCBA is twofold. First, protecting the ability of grazers, of those permittees, those ranchers, to access those landscapes to not only grow beef and lamb and wool and all of the other commodities that are associated there, right, but also to manage those landscapes because they are the sort of front lines. But we also work on building partnerships because it's so important that all of these other folks who want to use these lands, who, might not be from the West, but who see a value in them, recognize and support that grazing management. For us, it's really not about necessarily how the federal government manages it. It's just them staying out of the way of our grazing permittees who have decades or centuries of experience in managing these lands.
I think there's a lot of people don't realize how much the grazers invest in that land on developing water sources and roads, so other people end up getting to use it.
You're exactly right. The primary infrastructure maintenance on these grazing allotments comes from grazing permittees. It's roads, but it's also water pipelines and water investments, fences, some of the tree management, that hazardous fuels, that timber management for even electrical rights of way. That makes your listeners in Kansas connected all the way through to California when you have things that traverse these landscapes. From the ag perspective, the West is a huge cow-calf stronghold. And so a lot of the cows, a significant portion of the national industry's beef, spend some time on that forage on federal lands. So not only is it an environment and a climate and an economic issue, but also a priority for cattle producers who see cows coming out of the West that are going to end up in other parts of the industry segment all across the country.
Is the trend positive for leaseholders, or does it continue to be in battle?
So it's sort of a cycle, right, Kyle? So the Bureau of Land Management is currently going through a process to revise their grazing regulations, in their words, to bring it into the 21st century. Forest Service is going through a similar exercise. And so our responsibility at NCBA as an industry is to continue to remind them how important clear, predictable, and reasonable regulations are. It's something that comes back around every 20 years or so. And so, there's certainly hope, but there's always a need to ensure that everybody who eats beef, who wants to wear leather shoes, who wants to breathe clean air and drink clean water, recognizes the contributions. Regulations don't necessarily, you don't regulate into success, right? But you certainly can regulate someone out of business.
We're visiting with Caitlin Glover. She is Executive Director of the Public Lands Council and the leader for NCBA's Environmental and Natural Resources team. This is Kyle Bauer reporting.